As the blockade of Gaza goes into another day, the Israeli Defense Forces say they have dropped more than 6,000 bombs on the territory. They claim their aim is to eliminate Hamas following last weekend's attacks in Israel that left more than 1,300 people dead. The Palestinian Health Authority says at least 1,500 people have been killed in Gaza, including 500 children. President Biden's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the US is preparing to start airlifting Americans who want to leave Israel within the next few hours.
The president has asked his team to ensure that we are assisting US citizens who do want to leave Israel and providing them with a safe means of doing that.
He conceded no similar arrangements are in place for Palestinian Americans who want to leave Gaza. Here in the US, tensions are high after Hamas called for Friday to be turned into a global day of rage against Jewish targets. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams.
We have directed the NYPD to surge additional resources to schools, houses of worship, to ensure that they are safe.
Overnight clashes in Paris between French police and Hamas supporters have done nothing to cool anxieties about the hours ahead. Simon Marks, Washington.